Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Okay, so today I want to talk about eliminating everything white from your life. And I mean this in the most literal sense. Okay, we need to add more colors to our lives for a better life, better health, and well-being. You know, we've brought up where we are so accustomed to white, you know, might sound pure and something that we've been used to. We might even been addicted to it because it's been introduced to us from a very young age. So, you know, how do we get rid of stuff that's damaging to our life? Things such as white sugar, white flour, milk, starches, white bread, cauliflower, all of these things are dangerous to our health. They're harmful to our health. And by eliminating everything white from your life, you will begin to see a dramatic change in your health, in your happiness, in your energy level. So replace everything white with colorful fruits and vegetables, such as apples, pears, bananas, kale, zucchini. Anything that has color, just replace it. Try somehow to kind of introduce it to your life very slowly. It doesn't have to always be, you know, a drastic change. You know, and then according to research, there has been a dramatic increase in diabetes and cancer and heart disease and strokes among African Americans in particular, which are all directly linked to poor nutrition that is lacking in colors. And African Americans are 80% more likely to be diagnosed with diabetes than any other race. Cancer will take 73,000 African Americans in 2019 alone. Every year, African Americans suffer more than 1.5 million heart attacks and strokes. Nearly 44% of African American men and 48% of African American women have some form of cardiovascular disease, which includes heart disease and strokes. And they are among the top five illnesses according to the Center for Disease Control. So I think we have a problem. And as always, you know, I've always said, you have a problem, find a solution. There's always a way. You don't have to live life as though it's normal to be unhealthy. It's normal to be sick because everyone else around you is sick. So it's somehow okay. You know, it's like, oh, my mom had diabetes, so yeah, it runs in our family. No, it doesn't. It just means that you're eating the same thing that your mom ate. And you're doing the same exact things that she did and living the same exact lifestyle that she did. So you have to change it. I mean, a lot of times we feel like, you know, it's so difficult to eat healthy. But it's really not. It all requires, you know, patience, definitely, and just take baby steps. No one wants to be sickly every day. No one wants to run to the doctor every day. No one wants to have to be able to live based on medication. Like, for instance, Some people are literally surviving on medication. If they miss their medication, they will literally die. That's how bad it has become. So you have to decide what's best for you and what's best for your life and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be like my mom. I'm not going to be like my dad or who, you know, whomever. Just say, I'm going to change. I'm going to be the one to take the step towards a change. And also change for the, you know, the future generation, of course, because their life is in, I feel scared just talking about it, because I've seen young kids walking to school, drinking Pepsi in the morning. This is 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning. They're walking to school. They're eating chips, Takis, hot Cheetos, drinking soda, even eating like McDonald's for breakfast in the morning. It's not healthy. You know, if you have to grab and go, get an apple, pick up a, you know, yogurt, I don't know, a bottle of water, or just, I would prefer to just like not eat if that's the case. Who wants to drink a can of Pepsi in the morning for breakfast? You know, and we have to teach our young people that, you know, you might be healthy and feeling good right now, but by the time you hit maybe 30, you're going, you know, your life is going to take a dramatic change. So, you know, we need to help them. We need to not only tell them, but we also need to show them how to live. And we need to be the example. We need to be the mirror that you're looking at for guidance and for help, because they don't know. They are clueless. And we definitely need to help them. So one thing is, information is key. Having the right information is key. Because, you know, there are lots of information out there. I mean, you can Google it. Everyone wants to be like a dietitian or want to give you advice. But it's your body. Find things that are, you know, stop listening to everyone about what's good for you, what's not good for you. And find things that are going to work for you. It's your body. You make the choice because you want to live a healthier lifestyle. So information is key. Getting the right information is key. And when you get information, you definitely want to look at the source where you're getting the information from. Number one, are they talking about you? Are they talking about your DNA, your body buildup, your what's particular to your race? What's their motive? What's their intention? Do they care about you? These are stuff that you have to look at when you are getting information. So just don't take someone's word for it. You know, you need to definitely see where this person is coming from. Are they only saying this to make money, or are they getting paid from advertisers for what they're saying? Okay, so right information, getting the right information is key. But what's also key is acting upon it. Not only getting the information and knowing what to do, you have to act upon it. And with anything in your life, if you're not taking actions and you're not moving towards making a change, information will be useless. So in order to save you like a lifetime of misery, and literally being sick is miserable, and I don't wish this for anyone, to be constantly sick or to live on insulin or to always have to take medication or, you know, walking around with a bunch of medication because you have to take one at a certain time throughout the day. It is a miserable lifestyle. And I've seen so many people falling apart. And I'm wondering, you know, when do you just say enough is enough, you know, and I'm going to change? When do you say that? Do you ever say enough is enough? It is not normal to be sick all the time. I mean, we could look back at our ancestors. They were healthy. They were strong. They were well-built. They were not fat. They were not obese. They were not, you know, sickly. And they had less than what we have today. So definitely add more fruits and vegetables to your diet and eliminate everything that's white. And again, I'm going to say this, literally, everything that's white. White is bad for black people in general. There's no good that can come from white. No improvement in your life whatsoever. So eliminating white from your life, it will promote overall health, good health, and mental clarity. You know, the more we integrate into other people's culture, the worse off we become overall. And I mean that in every sense. From the foods we're choosing to eat, from the lifestyle we're living, everything has been borrowed from someone else's culture, and we need to revisit our lifestyle, pay attention to it, and say, you know what? If I'm going to follow someone, you know, hey, I could be the trendsetter, and I'm going to start doing things the way I want to do it. Because other cultures, they did it the way they want to do it. Why follow people that don't even know what they are doing anyway? You know? So give it a shot. You know, without your health, nothing else matters. And that's a fact. Without your health, nothing else matters. And it doesn't matter if you have money, $1 million in the bank. If you're stuck in a hospital bedroom, the money is useless. Okay? So that's what I want to talk about today. And I hope, as always, that you guys, you know, really enjoy today's episode and get some benefit from it. As always, I appreciate your time and I want you to be an active member in my community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.